Virtue is known for rocking songs, you know, upbeat, you know, contemporary, real nice songs. And also, Virtue is known for ballads. Which do you like to do the best? Which do you like the best?
I like both of them. Because, I mean, you have to, of course, you know, a ballad is going to probably make you cry faster or feel something faster in a different way. I mean, like, you know, an up-tempo will make you feel like the happy song, happy, just smiling, and a slow song could make you feel, oh, my God, you know, I just want to be closer to God or whatever the message is. You feel it more. So I like doing both. I actually like doing both. So I don't, I really couldn't say I have a favorite. I love music, so I'm, that's a hard one.
Oh, okay. How important is it to have Joey Kibble as a husband?
Wow. Wow, this is what, year 12?
Wow. So okay. Congratulations.
You know, it's been awesome. It's been great. I don't know how to. I mean, it's all we've done. Before we got married, I was in Virtue and he was in Take Six. So, and watching my sisters, you know, have spouses that are not in the industry, it was a little harder for them. But it's always been easy. You know what I mean? It's always been easy because we did the exact same thing. So it's been great. It has. It's been great. Been wonderful.
Good. Where do you think Jess Karima will take you, Karima?
You know, I ask God to make the sky the limit for me, because this has been my dream from when I was little, and it's all I've ever seen myself doing. And like I said before, it was a fear that I had that I just was not, I couldn't do it. I wasn't going to be able to. So he showed me with this project that, and everything that I've been through to get, and it's not even a lot that I've been through, because people, I don't know if I've heard of somebody writing or being able to pull off 18 songs in 3 months, and I don't say that lightly. I'm like, God is amazing, and whatever your heart desire, don't be afraid to ask him, because it's a prayer away, you know? So I told God whatever he sees for this project, I see it reaching the masses, because it's life music. I call it life music because I'm branding life in such a way where, you know, I want to focus on the healthy essentials that make life what it is, you know, happiness and peace and love and joy, and brand that and let that be the lifestyle. And that's what's coming out in my music. It's me. It's all Karima. It's just me. I don't think I would have been able to, I don't know. It's just, it's, I had to step away so people could actually really feel Karima, because there's no sense of individuality in a group. You know what I mean? And I mean, we can have interviews and, you know, all of us can talk and everything, but you really never really will get the core of what one person is in a group versus them being alone. I just ask God to, you know, let me be a light, let me shine, and take me to the sky. The sky will be the limit. So there are definitely a lot of things in store past the music industry for me, and but this is just the first. This is just the first door that he's opened. So I'm open. My heart is open. My mind, and I'm just ready to receive whatever he has for me.
What does ministry mean to Karima?
Ministry means to me being. I'm sorry. Being a light. Being the light that I didn't even know I could be to people. I have a heart a lot of people aren't real, you know what I mean? So in ministry, a lot of people in the industry, I'm not a one that will get up and yell and speak and preach, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's just not what my ministry is. My ministry is to be transparent to people, and just I want to meet people where they are, and the way that I did my music, I wanted to step outside the four walls of the church and reach the hearts of those who don't know. You know what I mean? Because everybody doesn't go to church. And I mean, it, don't get me wrong. I want it to be in the church. I just want it to reach past the church. So my ministry to me is meeting people where they are. So I would have to, that's what I would say, what ministry means to me.
Our guest, Karima Kibble, the mm-hmm. project, Jess Karima, her first solo project. If one wanted to get in touch with you through Twitter or Facebook, or how could they get in touch with Karima?
Oh, well, that's easy. Okay. You just said it all. Facebook, Twitter, MySpace. I have an official website, Karima Music, spelled MUSIC.com. All those social networks.
You've got mail.
Actually, if you go on KarimaMusic.com, you can actually click on Twitter and Facebook and MySpace from that website, and you'll find what's going on and everything that's coming. And, you know, and I need to tell the people, look out for the video to So Happy. I'm going to be doing Lift Every Voice really soon, so hopefully we'll be able to premiere it on Lift Every Voice. So I'm just excited. God has just blessed in so many ways, and I just know that so much more is coming, and I just want people to be receptive to what God is giving you. Don't ignore it, you know, because I almost did, and I almost missed out. Don't be afraid to live your dream. This is my dream, and I know people have dreams, and they do come true, you know, and I wrote a song about dreams, too. So just live your dream. Don't be afraid.
Karima,
God will see it through.
Karima, it has been a pleasure. And thank you for your time, your patience. I really appreciate it, Karima.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
You are so welcome. Our guest, Karima Kibble, the project, Jess Karima.